Call our meeting back to order, and we're visiting on those Ark Beach sewer accounts payable. We got a motion on the floor.
You got a motion on the floor, and I'm going to second the motion. And I will say that that there is with discussions with legal staff and with sewer board staff that everybody will be taken care of and documentation written up to do so is the only reason that I'm going to second the motion. I'm reluctant to do this kind of a thing, but I have been in both shoes, and
okay. Other comments or questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, John, Mel, Bob, sewer board. Leave it with you guys. All right. We've got a couple other items yet, the retirement and the P&Z code.
Can I ask something on that?
You may.
I think that the retirement ordinance was put on there by Mr. Strophus, if I'm not right. Am I right?
Could have been, or it may have been a suggestion of mine, because we've put this off and needs to be addressed, I hope, for the end of the year.
I asked the girls this morning, and they said that they thought that Jim had put that on there. And with him not being here, I would make a motion to table without his discussion on it, if he put it on there. That's what would be my recommendation, because it's a very complex issue as far as all the different options that we have for retirement ordinance. There's been recommendations, several of them.
Well, my issue is that we passed an ordinance that sunsetted in whatever it was, October or November or something like that. And we've got, I know at least one, I think there's more than that, that want to take part in that policy.
After that date?
After that date.
Could we not handle that, though, next week when all three commissioners were here? I would rather. This is a very, very important issue, and I would like to address it in that form.
I would much rather have all of us here also. The comments I've heard is Jim may not be here next week. I don't know how that stands. If we'll come back to it, I have no problem with tabling it. So if you're talking about looking at it next week, I'll second your motion to table for next week.
Okay.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. We'll move into P&Z, and here comes Mr. Coxey as we speak.
I've laid on in front of each of you gentlemen just a real quick recap of what I want to go over with you today. Just want to give you an update on a couple things. First of all, as you know, last week we started working in the other office down here, and there was a couple things involved with that. As the commission had asked me to look at the engineering qualifications that we had on file, weren't able to find but two of those, and so I've requested some more of those people, and I have received those, but I don't have them. I mean, I have them in my hand now, but I haven't had time to go through all of those just yet. So, as we're going through this, I am being able to use the original Word version of the document that we chose, and so formatting I think is probably going to be minimal on this, and I don't know that we're going to really need somebody to take this and start reformatting and everything probably until end of January would be my guess and everything. I'm currently on page 38, which is near the end of chapter 3 in this. It's a 47-page chapter, and this is the chapter that deals with the procedures for everything. you know, how you divide land, you know, what how everything has to go through, you know, through the process and everything like that. So it's pretty tedious right now and everything. But hopefully, you know, like I say, we'll have that done this week and you know, just moving ahead on with that. But I wanted you to know that I do still have to review some more of the qualifications, because we just weren't able to put our hands on all of them. Some of them were in the commission office, and Linda had some, and some things like that. Some of them we just couldn't find a copy, and we had to request those. So, also in this packet, you have your yearly attendance totals for our two boards. Wanted you to have that, because I know in January y'all have to. We've got four board members, two on BOA and two on planning and zoning. They're going to need to be replaced or reappointed or something to that effect. Now they are aware that they serve until that is done. So, but I wanted you to have those figures so that you could kind of you know, use those if you needed to. Also, in October, at the end of October of this year, the county commission came to the planning commission meeting and planning board at the request of the commission to recommend that we look at some items to be amended to our current code book. Those included permit extensions, subdivision of land, and duplexes. In this package, you have those recommendations to you. I know that you haven't had time to review those or anything like that, and I don't expect you to act on those today, but somewhere down the line, pretty quick, I think. Now, you know, if you would like to review those and act on them and make sure that I get word of that and everything. The permit extension is something that we worked on several times. The wording stayed exactly the same as what we took to them, so I think you'd probably be comfortable with that if you choose to act on that whenever. Subdivision of land and duplexes were something that we didn't actually work on very much, but there was quite a few changes. At your recommendation, Commissioner, the one on duplexes, the one item in there about the concerning the common wall was left in there. It carried a lot of weight with them. Don't know if it's going to be able to stay or not, but that was left in there. They also, the commission, planning commission, asked that anytime we dealt with anything that dealt with road widths or lot sizes or anything like that, but we try to make that generic so that it didn't have to go back and be changed all the time. Instead of putting specific numbers, we just said, in accordance with current county standards, you know, at that time that action would be taken. So you'll notice that. What we try to do is put everything in red that was a change. You've got some of the original verbiage from the on some of these from the code book, and then how it would exist on and everything like that. And like I said, I'd be glad to. I'm sure on a couple of these we probably need to talk a little bit before, but I want you to have these so you can review them. And I didn't expect you to take action on this today or anything like that. But, and then lastly, we, as a planning board, they approved the process for the formation of a family cemetery on Lakeshore Drive. And the procedure is that, of course, you gentlemen will finally vote on that, review that, and vote. I think you have that coming up later in the day. I think I saw it on the agenda, unless it's been removed. But I wanted to let you know that we have reviewed the plat. We have taken through the whole procedure according to state statutes and everything like that. But what happens in the situation is that this land becomes deeded to Taney County. It is set in trust in perpetuity. And then Bob Paulson, of course, has reviewed all this and everything like that. So it will come before you for a vote, and then the recorder will record the plat and everything like that. So we have our decision of record ready. When the representative is in to collect that, we will let him go ahead and record that decision of record. It's not contingent on you know, the vote that comes in here, but the actual recording of that cemetery and the acceptance of that land under deed by Taney County is something that you gentlemen need to act on.
Eddie, I guess they covered in their request maintenance and all those things, because when we had another one, and it's already been approved,
right.
Like the Scott Cemetery, they had provisions in there of maintenance and all that did not you know, that protected the county.
Right. And I, and when this is set up in trust, I believe that's how that's handled, because we did put this applicant in touch with the one that you're talking to, and, mm-hmm. and they talked with them, and they have been in contact with Bob Paulson. The question about maintenance was asked. That is, the county does not maintain everything. Occasionally, I know we've got some where they drop a blade and grade the road or whatever, or something like that, if they're in that area, but I don't.
Just to.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. They don't maintain the cemetery.
Right. Right. No. Just to.
And of course, the cemetery is limited to those family members, if we know for that cemetery. I will tell you this, so you'll know, because there was a lot of questions of what's in there, what's out there. There are four people buried in that cemetery and have been for years, and a pony and a couple dogs, two or three dogs, I believe. But there are four people in that cemetery at this time. So, but that, I believe, if I saw correctly, that's coming up on your later today on your agenda for you to review. So you might want to speak with Bob Paulson and everything. But
it's not on the agenda as presented before. So I don't know whether we can handle it that way.
Well, and I'm not saying you should. I just wanted you to be aware that the planning board had reviewed this, and Mr. Pendle, you were in those meetings, so you heard kind of what was going on there. And this is a process. They can either go before the planning board once you get into the size of county, and get the approval from there, or they can go into the township and collect hundreds of signatures, I guess, or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it is pretty secluded. I mean, it is right on Lakeshore Drive, but it is, of course, totally surrounded by the company there that owns all the property. So,
Jerry Jeske represented Kanakuk after the P&Z meeting, and it was stated very clearly that there's no maintenance done. It's their responsibility. If it's not, if the grass isn't mowed, the grass won't be mowed, you know, if they don't mow it and those kind of things. And in visiting with him, they would like to get it done this year. I don't know what the importance is, but they would like to get it done. So hopefully we could get that on the agenda for next week.
I see. They had it white.
White Cemetery.
White Cemetery on this, and it's always been Kanakuk as our proposal before, and it's on the agenda as White Cemetery. And so I knew what it was, but a lot of people might not know what it is that would have some voice or something that you never know.
Right, and we posted the property, sent mailings out, everything like that, and no one showed up for the. We did get one phone call.
Yeah.
And somebody had indicated, you know, they didn't necessarily want a cemetery right beside their house. And I said, well, the cemetery's already been there. And explained to them, where is that? And I said, oh, no problem.
When you're referring to it, or you referring to it as white, or are you referring to this, it the other
way? We refer to it as the family cemetery for the whites on the Kanakuk property. Now, as we took it through, our tab on our folder said Kanakuk Cemetery, but it will be filed as a white family cemetery is how it's going
to be. Okay. So I didn't know whether we'd even handle it today is what I'm saying.
That's it is particular to the family, just as the other ones that we've done.
The agenda I printed off doesn't show it. I saw it on there.
I saw it yesterday.
Earlier,
I checked
so I
today.
If they pulled it off or not.
I seen it on my BlackBerry, and then I looked on the other deal this morning. So,
are you ready to do it, or you want to?
I would rather wait till next week.
I think Mr. Jeske was going to be here.
Oh, was he?
Not. I just saw it on your agenda, so I assumed he was. I don't know that.
You mean today?
I thought, because he was coming in after I was going to be here, so I thought. I saw it come up on the agenda there, so I assumed they had made the arrangements, because I called your office and talked, and she said they were working with Mr. Jeske to get that on the agenda, so I figured they were setting it up.
Well, why don't you call him? I have a little confusion with the way it was posted before, and then there with this. Mm-hmm. And so I'd like for you to call him and tell him we'll handle it next week.
Yeah, we assign in our office when something comes in, we assign the name to our folder.
Yeah.
And so that's how we'll deal with it all along. But when it's all finalized and everything, it'll be on the decision of record as white does.
Eddie, I appreciate what you've done on this, because there, as you know, it's been my purpose to try to put a little bit of a hold on trying to get this corrected before the signatures come in. I do know that there was 200 more that were signed up this weekend. So I'm trying to put but for the public to know that the County Commission and the P&Z are making corrections and trying to improve the book. I hope that calms some fears of how long it's taking.
Right. It's just kind of lengthy. And
I know it is, and I appreciate what you've done. Are you running into any problems with location and?
No, sir. That's working out pretty good.
Okay.
I think so. But I wanted to update you where we were, and then we'll give you a recommendation. Gentlemen, I am going to be out of the office during the season quite a bit. I do have my cell phone with me, so and feel free. But I will be in several days here and there. Okay.
So I think we're asking you if you would to
contact Jerry.
When you get through here,
I will call Jerry.
To check with Jerry and also our office to see when they're going to post that.
Okay.
And maybe that ought to be posted White/Kennecuck Cemetery.
So yes.
I'm pretty sure. I'll go back and look at the decision record. I'm pretty sure it's going to say White Cemetery on it.
On your posting that you put on the property down at the location?
It put on that it was being requested by the Whites.
Okay.
And everything. And I'll get you a copy of the letter also.
Okay. And that's just probably a Bob question to make sure that we covered ourselves on.
Well, the reason being is, it's the state statute speaks specifically to family. And who can be interred in a family cemetery, and in order to make it Kennecuck, that would be a
problem,
and everything. So, I suppose you could call it whatever you want to call it, but it is treated as a family cemetery, particular to the White family.
Yeah. Okay.
Other P&Z. Joe.
If I may, just for a second. Joe Tarvin with Aegis Engineering. You were discussing with Eddie a while ago about looking at qualifications of other engineering firms. And I don't understand why the commission would be considering terminating our agreement and choosing another engineer on this project. I'd mentioned him once before in a meeting that our contract allows for changes of scope, and in fact, in two different locations, it discusses that, and that if there's a scope change in how you want to proceed from here on, that can be handled with our contract, and I don't know of anything we've done wrong that would make you want to change engineers on this. If there is, I'd like to know what a reason would be for that. And, I would like for the record to show that we would prefer, that we don't want to have our contract terminated. We want to work with you guys and work for you and proceed on until this thing is finished, however way you want to go about doing that.
Okay. That's it. I totally understand your position. And I think that was a request of qualifications that was made from, I believe it was directly made by Mr. Strafus. And so I totally understand what you're saying. We haven't brought it to a vote or anything like that. There's no reason to think that your consideration is not prioritized as far as I'm concerned. I haven't seen anything that has indirectly affected you. Like you said, have you done anything wrong? I'm just saying that that was a request by commission or county commissioner for those qualifications to be brought forward. So to answer your question, we're right, I guess, where we've been. I don't know.
I think listening to you, Danny, I think we're in agreement. I don't see a need to look at somebody else. I mean, as Joe said, I just know that in my heart that if there was something that wasn't being done like we wanted it, they would work hard to correct it, and they've definitely put in a lot of work and put their heart into making it a good.
Understand that Mr. Strafus is probably looking at if they somebody come in with a hourly rate that was so much lower or something that he would want to consider that in negotiations as a change of scope. I don't see anything wrong with what he's done, but I understand where you're coming from.
Right, and let me just address that. I don't guess Bob's here.
I don't think we can, in qualifications, and I get confused on request for proposal and request for qualifications, but I don't think on qualifications we can address the financial part of
that's
it.
The way it's my understanding. I was looking around for Bob was that I'm not as familiar with Missouri law as I am Arkansas law. Mm-hmm. But the Arkansas law says that any professional services, and it's not just engineers. I think it includes architects, accountants, lawyers, that selection is based upon qualifications. And
right.
Then once you've done that, then you negotiate a price.
Right.
And then if you can't negotiate a price, you give up and go to the next. And so in this case, since we've already gone through that process and we've already negotiated a price, even if you wanted to renegotiate that, I mean, I would hope that we would be allowed, you know, first shot, because, you know, if one of the things that clouds the water in a situation like this is one engineering firm may have the title project engineer and project manager, and a project engineer in one firm might have 5 years experience, and a project engineer in another firm might have 20 years experience, and the cost to the company for the 20-year man is much more than the 5-year man, and the value to you is much more in a 20-year man than a 5-year man, because he can do his job much quicker. So while the billing rate might be higher, the actual time spent is less. And so those kinds of things do cloudy the water. It's difficult, but I've been told by county staff that our rates are very competitive with other engineers here. And so I don't see a problem if we needed to negotiate a different rate. I don't see a problem with that.
There has been discussion about these issues in executive session before, and I wouldn't like to go ahead and open up and talk about things that we talked about in a executive session type situation. So I'd kind of like to, I guess, Joe, is what I'm requesting is that we don't discuss this anymore till we get down to that point, talk to Bob, and go from there.
Thank you. I understand. And gentlemen, I keep in mind I'll be out of touch for a couple of weeks in January. First 2 weeks, I have other engineers that will be able to attend meetings on my behalf while I'm recovering from surgery. And I hope, you know, that something like this doesn't come up during that time, because I would certainly like to be present if I can, you know, when it is discussed.
If that's your request, I mean, we can make that happen. It's just matter of there's been discussion with you and with this engineering firm and with other things with P&Z that have been in executive session.
Sure.
I just don't want to get into it.
I understand
anymore.
And I thank you for letting me speak.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Joe.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. All right, we're done with P&Z, and I guess we're ready for BOE. But we'll.
We don't have enough members here for BOE.
Kelly said he would be available by phone, and Jim, of course, is our chairman. David's our vice, so I would suggest that Mr. Strahan chair the meeting and have Donna swear you in. And
I got some real questions about all this. As we
wait until we get into the session before you answer your questions to get the assessor?
No, not particularly. The reason I say this is we have things turn up in BOE that run into, we thought our last BOE session was last week's scheduled BOE. There was questions asked to the clerk, to the collector, to the assessor and everything about BOE. And what my concern is if we have BOE on this issues, then if sometime during next week we have other people come in, we're going to be falling into the same situation, and maybe we would have board members present to talk about these issues.
The collector asked me to get it done this week, and so scheduled for this week. We got some, like she's holding some checks for individuals as far as an issue.
Can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
I do have a check. We had a couple that were missed at last BOE that was, I'm holding checks on those. And the others is the assessor's office brought to me. They're just heirs where they had the house on their own property. And that particular man, it's going to cost him $800 or $900 because the house is on their own property. So if we don't correct the tax bill, each one of them that you've got, the assessor's office brought to me and said, we need these corrected. It's just mistakes that we made. And to get the right tax bill. And if we don't get it corrected, like the gentleman in Powerside will have to file under protest in order, but he has to pay the $800 or $900 up front because the house is on their own parcel.
So before you jump in there, Danny, who spoke to Kelly Trimble?
I did.
You did?
He said just call him on the phone. He wanted the customer to have the right tax bill.
Was he available all morning kind of a thing, or was there a time set? Or
I told him the agenda said 10:45, but
so he's probably looking for us to call at 10:45.
Well, I mean, that's just what I saw on the agenda, but that doesn't mean he wouldn't be available whenever.
Okay. And we could recess for 15 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever you want.
And Sheila and Jimmy and Roger, I believe they're three that if there's any question, they can explain.
Yeah, I did.
They wrote them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And James has reviewed them, and I guess all of you.
Well, no, I don't know that. I have nothing to do as far as the reviewing or anything. They just brought them to me, wanted to see the tax bill, and said that it was incorrect and what was wrong with it.
Okay.
And
I talked to Sheila Burke this morning. She said she'd made James aware of these. She had a copy of this and showed it to James.
Okay. Well, you understand where I'm coming from? As far as doing it at a different time?
Well,
they're in here to pay their bill, though, and you're not being able to accept their check. Is that what you're saying?
It's been said, excuse me for interrupting, but it's been said clearly a time or two in our BOE meetings, James, I think, has said it, that we need to leave an opening at the end of the year.
That's where I'm going.
To do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if these are, and if you've got time, if you want to check them out, we just as well do these. And then if there's not any more at the end of the year, we're done.
If
we
anything
comes up again, if we need
to. If anything comes up next week, we will have to hand figure. They can't be adjusted. Like, I mean, you can't go into the collector's database in the middle of next week and make any kind of adjustments. I just have to manually figure it. We'll be open from 7:30 to 5:30, and all computers will be on, and you can't go in and make adjustments during that, not during the daytime hours. It'd have to be after the 5:30 time of that day.
Well, if you don't care to, because let me visit with Sheila and who'd you say else? Who else was in that?
One of them, Jim, the ones that have the four number, Jimmy would know about those. He brought to me the one with the mobile home on the wrong one.
Okay, let me review these with him and then see what we
15 minutes
what we decide to do. Yeah, see if we want to go into a BOE session. And okay, would that be all right?
Sounds good to me. All right, we got about 10:15, so we'll recess until 10:45. That'd be 30 minutes, and then if it's all good, we'll need Donna to swear you in and as our chair, and off we'll go.